Now Mark Greenberg spoke up. I wanted to make a point and then direct a question to Richie. This is telling us that we're not just interested in developing reasoning, but we're also interested in educating the heart. There are two fundamental processes here. Both need to be engendered. The question then is, do you think if we as adults were to promote loving kindness through training, that this might also affect the recovery period from the negative emotions? Or how strongly you felt them, or how often, I added. I knew that Richie would have answered the question in the affirmative, but Mathieu jumped in and took our thoughts in another direction. In a study of children recovering from trauma following a catastrophe, they found that there was a significant difference in the recovery time of children in Bangladesh who were from Buddhist communities. Children who were raised with Buddhist values recovered significantly faster from the calamity and had much less trauma than children from other cultural backgrounds. It seems due to the way they are educated, with the idea of cultivating gentleness. Paul now asked, "What if the governor of California were to say to Your Holiness, 'I'll give you 40 hours to train all the prison guards if you think as a result they'll be more humane, more compassionate'? If we're to change anything about how people behave, is there anything that could actually be achieved in those 40 hours?" The Dalai Lama gave him an answer. There is a classic meditative procedure in Tibetan Buddhism for cultivating compassion called exchange of self for others, where you imagine putting yourself in the place of the victim. You switch positions. "Do you think implementing this could have the same benefit for the guards?" Paul asked the Dalai Lama. "Of course it will be a good learning experience," he replied. Mark Greenberg suggested that Paul broaden the question beyond his concern with prisons. What if we did loving-kindness training or some kind of meditation training with teachers as a way of making them care for their students more? The big question then is, for those who would resist it or find it too awkward, could we find ways to do it that would be so secular that they would find it acceptable? That's a major question for us in our work with teachers, because many teachers don't have much compassion for their students.